Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zimlick here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and we welcome to our radio program here today. And we're going to be doing the Mass readings from February 12th, of course, today, the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. And these are the Mass readings that are read at Catholic churches throughout the world. See, so the same readings, we have this beautiful liturgy, this beautiful work of God that is being done throughout the world. And something important to remember, too, is that, you know, this is just one piece of the liturgy. This is just this, you know, the Word comes forth, right? So we read the Word of God, and then we actually, literally, in a certain way, we eat those words. We receive the Holy Eucharist. We receive Holy Communion. And it's such a beautiful liturgy. You know, this the Catholic Mass is all about the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. All in that 1 hour. And we try to, in a certain way, do just half of that here on the radio. And of course, if you're homebound or something like that and you can't get out and you want, you're Catholic and you want to receive, the Holy Eucharist, please call one of your local Catholic parishes and they will have a priest or Eucharistic minister will come out to visit you. Or if you're in a nursing home or if one of your parents are in a nursing home and you want them to receive Holy Communion, you want them to be visited by a priest or a deacon or someone in the church who is qualified to visit, please call. We really want to reach out to, you know, that's what this radio program is about. It's kind of this reminder, this gentle reminder to us to continue to come back to the church. And this is what our lives are about. You know, these ups and downs, the good things, the bad things, good and bad that happens even within the church. See, even within our families, even within our very selves, inside of our very selves, our sinfulness, our fallenness, our brokenness. But also that there is this resurrection that happens. There is this renewal that happens. There is this recovery that happens. So as we go into the scripture readings today, we'll talk about, you know, what the church teaches on some of these scripture readings, and also, you know, some of the things that are going on this very day, you know, some of the things that are going on in the world this very day. So my name is Deacon Louis Zimlick, and if you're interested in listening to more things about the Catholic Church, there's Catholic Radio 91.5 in the Kalamazoo area, 89.7 in the Battle Creek area, and AM 1140 in the Grand Rapids area. Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, those are FM stations. And also, there's the Diocese of Kalamazoo website. You can go to diokzoo.org or holyfamilyradio.net. And of course, EWTN is a great source. I love Mother Angelica so very much. God bless her soul. And she's such a great part of my ministry, too, and the reason why I'm a deacon today. So it's just beautiful stuff. The church is very beautiful, has so much to offer. So our first reading is from the book of Sirach, also known as Ecclesiastes, this is from the book of Sirach. It's a wisdom book, one of the many books, wisdom books that are not included, that were taken out of the original canon, in the Protestant Church versions, the King James Version. And they weren't books that the church added in. They were books that the other churches took out. See? So, and those First and Second Maccabees, Sirach, Wisdom, Tobit, Judith, and parts of Esther. And also Baruch, too. So basically the Old Testaments are the same. So just a little clarification on that. So we're reading from the book of Sirach, and this is the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time, so let us get started. And that's Sirach 15 through 20. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. He has set before you fire and water. To whichever you choose, stretch forth your hand. Before man are life and death, good and evil. Whichever he chooses shall be given him. Immense is the wisdom of the Lord. He is mighty in power and all-seeing. The eyes of God are on those who fear him. He understands man's every deed. No one does he command to act unjustly. To none does he give license to sin. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading comes from 2 Corinthians 2, 6 through 10. That's New Testament reading. First Corinthians 2, 6 through 10. Brothers and sisters, we speak a wisdom to those who are mature, not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age knew. For if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it is written, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him, this God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit scrutinizes everything, even the depths of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It's a beautiful reading there from Paul from 1 Corinthians. And then finally, our gospel reading today, quite a long one. It is the Gospel of Matthew 17 through 37. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raga,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better that you lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawfully caused her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard it said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some beautiful readings today, some powerful readings, some difficult readings. As I had visited the jail earlier this week, we recalled these scripture readings, talking about them openly. And it's a group of men, about 10 or 12 men. And we talk about things, of course, these scripture readings, but also, you know, how we treat our families, where our families are at. And I often think to myself, those of us, and many of you know that I'm in recovery, I've been in recovery, I'm a recovering alcoholic and have been in recovery for some 23 years now. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it really seems to me there's a great epidemic that is going on in our very country. This epidemic of anger, this epidemic of not being, if I don't get my way, I lash out. I do not give anyone else the opportunity to try, to see what a new idea might be. You know, we see this with our governmental leaders firsthand. And unfortunately, we do not see any soothing coming from one side or the other. We don't see any love. We don't see any compassion. We don't see any tolerance. And in some ways, we talk about tolerance and being more tolerant, and everyone wants us to be more tolerant. But yet, when it's called upon us to be more tolerant, to be more loving, when the, so to speak, the shoe is on the other foot, we refuse it. And instead, we lash out with anger and hatred and with a heavy hand. I have seen this many times in recovery. People who come into recovery, some people who make it, some people who do not make it. And it's very sad. But I have noticed one thing with many of the men and women who come through the doors of recovery who are trying to recover from drug and alcohol abuse. Many of them are very soft-hearted, kind-hearted people, even to the point to where I would say almost, they use that terrible saying, you're thin-skinned. You have too much feeling. You're almost overly tolerant, maybe even a people pleaser. But instead of using that negative terminology of being thin-skinned or being a people pleaser, I'd like to offer this to you today, my brothers and sisters. This world is a hard place. It's a very difficult place. And we see in our scripture readings today, especially in our first reading from Sirach, we see the Lord telling us, we see God telling us that you choose, and we do choose. We choose whether we want fire or water. We stretch forth our hand and we choose life or we choose death. You know, one of the greatest powers that we have in this country is choosing life or death, right? And whether we choose to bring a child into the world or choose not to. We have that power legally given us by the government. Well, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is a great fault. It is a great sin. It is a great scourge upon our nation and upon this world. We're 60 million people in the United States alone are not living today. And they are not living today because we have made a choice for them not to live. We have chosen the life or the death. And I think it has impacted us. I truly do. I think it has impacted us the same ways as when war happens. You know, the many punishments and anguish that come upon a nation after they have committed the great sin of war upon another country that was not upon another innocent country. And I will use that same type of terminology as in our gospel when we talk about divorce, when we talk about the lashing out against our brother, our hatred in our thoughts and in our words and what I have done and what I have failed to do through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. These are the things that we confess right before Mass begins when we are in church. Through my fault, beating our chest, knowing that I am a sinner. Pope Francis often says that, you know, I am a sinner. I am a sinner. And more, I am starting to embrace that more and more every day. I know I'm a sinner. But to say that and how we sin and what we do with that sin, how do I reconcile it? Or do I care or not care? So this is very heavy. People need healing from the death that has taken place in this country. Not only in the wars that we have been through and in the battles even within our own homes. And I want to touch on that a little bit too. When we think, you know, when I was in jail and we were doing Bible study in jail, I was in jail, but I didn't have to stay. I was able to leave, which of course is a great gift. But I'll tell you, some of the greatest Bible study ever is in that jail. Because these men are willing to listen. They're willing to talk. They're willing to talk about divorce. They're willing to talk about the harms and the hurts and the things that have happened. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, I think the great harm that has happened is this. We have decided not to participate. Just like we decide not to go to meetings anymore. We're not going to be in recovery anymore. We're not going to go to church anymore. We're not going to pray anymore. And instead what we decide we're going to do is if I don't like my wife anymore or I don't like my husband anymore, I'm going to put them out. Okay? Used to be way back in the day, you know, the husband, you know, Old Testament times, the husband would kill the wife. So Moses gives them an opportunity to get divorced, right? To try to stop the murder from happening. The killing from happening. So Jesus says to us today, when you lust for another woman or another man, you commit that sin of adultery in our very own hearts. See? See, you think about that. You think about that, that I have already committed that sin. And some people would say, well, that's ridiculous. I myself would say, you know, that's ridiculous to say that. But in a certain way, it's not just divorce. Okay? We harm that family. In a certain way, we not only destroy ourselves and the person we're committing the sin with, whatever the sin may be, even hardness of heart towards our brothers and sisters, even hardness of heart towards one political party or another political party, that hatred, that vileness, that venom that we, ugh, I don't like them, I hate them, I wish this, I wish that, I wish death to them. That, my brothers and sisters, is the evil. And unfortunately, we all possess it. And so when I gaze upon that other person and want to take that person, I am basically saying, I wish my husband, I wish my wife were dead. And in a certain kind of way also, we're kind of wishing it upon ourselves. Because that's what we do when we commit these grave sins. And Christ tells us in this gospel today, attack the thought. Not just the sin, but attack the thought in your mind. Because that is where the poison resides, my friend. Yes, the action of the sin, many people will say, well, I have never done that. I've never committed adultery. I have not divorced my wife. I have not lashed out against my brother. But are you doing it in your heart? This is what Christ is asking us. You know, many people would think, well, Christ came and things became easier. Hey, you know, everything's fine now. No. What we have done, very similar to what the gospel said here, is we have watered things down. Many of our Christian churches have watered things down. Many of our Christian churches have taken sacraments away. The sacrament of marriage. The sacrament of reconciliation. Learning the beautiful way of asking for forgiveness. Asking for repentance. Being repentant have been taken away. So in case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and I'm with the Catholic Church here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And if you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org or holyfamilyradio.net. And I'm usually at St. John Bosco Church in Matawan, St. Margaret Mary's in Marcellus. And once in a while, connected with St. Mary's in Pawpaw as well. But this is an outreach ministry to invite people to come back to the church. And we're talking today about a very difficult teachings in the church. Very difficult readings Christ is calling us to do. You know, last week was about the salt and light. You know, we're called for this type of holiness. And if you see the things that are going on in the world right now, we lack holiness, my brothers and sisters. And the main reason is because we're lazy. We're lazy. We don't want to work at this. We don't want to pray. And if we do want to work at this and we do want to pray, we want to do it our own way. So we start our own church. I'm going to start my own church with my own rules and my own sacraments, if any sacraments at all. We don't think about the Catholic Church and what it has done for humanity for the last 2,000 years. Have we had our problems? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We're made up of people, sinful people, people who have made very horrible, horrible mistakes. Yes, indeed. But that should not prevent you, my brothers and sisters, just like in our families, of trying to reconcile the terrible things that happen in our own families. And do I try to reconcile with my brothers? Do I try to reconcile with my ex-wife? Or do I really try to make an effort not to get divorced, to not let that happen? or if I do have, and if I am committing these sins of lashing out against my brothers and sisters, if I am committing these sins of adultery, of not being faithful to my wife and to my family, my brothers and sisters, you are killing yourself. Much like an abortion that we think we're not doing anybody any harm, or it's no big deal or anything like that, it is a big deal. It's death. It's killing. It's evil. It's bad. And it will destroy us. And it is destroying us, as we see. And I touched a little bit earlier about drug addiction. And there's a huge, just a massive epidemic of this throughout the United States. And my brothers and sisters, I truly believe it's because of how we have chosen to live, how we have minimized life, how we have minimized marriage, how we have minimized family, how we have brought some of this upon ourselves, upon our very culture. You know, and when that turning point was, you know, in the 70s, or when we decided, you know, oh, sure, you know, you want to get divorced, go ahead and get divorced. You want to have a girlfriend, go ahead and do that. You want to move in together, you go ahead and do that. It's no big deal. It is a big deal. Because culturally what's happened is we're falling apart. We're falling apart. And the people who are the greatest victims, my opinion, I think, are the people who are of the softest hearts. The people who we consider to be thin-skinned. The people who we consider to be people pleasers. These are the nice people. These are good people. Lovely people. But I think in a certain kind of way, we kind of self-medicate this culture that we're in. We self-medicate ourselves of the pain of this culture. The culture of I don't care. The culture of it's not my responsibility. The culture of this throwaway society. And Pope Francis has mentioned that too. That's what we have become. We need to be constantly entertained. Constantly entertained. My brothers and sisters, it is time for us to get on our knees and pray. To ask for God's forgiveness. To ask for God's love. To show us the way of a new love. The new love of Jesus Christ. And how I can be a servant to my family. A servant to my wife, my husband. You know, February 14th, Valentine's Day is coming up. It should be every day. Every day should be Valentine's Day because love is important for all of us, especially those of us who are of the most tender hearts. So I tell you, my brothers and sisters, if you have a problem with drugs or alcohol, seek help. Seek a good 12-step program. Talk to your pastors. Talk to your priests, your clerics, your rabbis. Open up. Go and see someone and talk about it. My brothers and sisters, let this year, let this month really be a month of conversion, of how I think, of how I pray, to come back to the church. And may Almighty God bless all of you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you all. I love you.